She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And today's show is a little special. It's a continuation of last week about the good old days. You know, in those days, folks will never come back. The people back then, big difference. Big, big difference from today. Anyway, and that's, I've been told, is that is when we lost the good old days, we also lost a very, very dear friend. He passed away. His name was Common Sense. Yes, Common Sense passed away in the good old days. It's sad. But anyway, give us a call and let's share some good old days times on Hawaiian Automotive 101. The number is 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. But in the meantime, we'll talk about your car. We're finding more and more cars with the wrong tires on the car. Yes, folks. Your car is a front-wheel drive. It takes a different tire. It's not the same. Okay? Front-wheel drive cars require the series of tires, and all manufacturers have this series. It's called touring. You know, like going on a tour, going on a vacation, touring. A touring series is made especially for front-wheel drive. Okay? And when you have a chance, go out and take a look at your tire. See if it says touring on the sidewall. It's supposed to be. Who do we have on the phone?
We have George on his cell phone.
Hey, George.
Hey, George. This is another George calling in.
Hey,
I'm good, my brother. And you?
Okay.
Hey, let me ask you about this, George. See if you remember. You remember Stock Car at the stadium?
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, but it's gone.
I remember one name. I don't know if you remember this name, but I'm trying to go back to all the names, but there was one guy named Cherry Nose Nevis. I don't know if you remember that name.
Yeah.
He used to ride, a couple of Japanese guys used to ride inside there. They were good.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to make all their own, they had sponsors, like Varsity Motors and, you know, guys like that would sponsor them. But those guys, they do their own cars, they do their own work, and they race.
Mm-hmm.
And they bang.
Most of the guys are like that.
So you remember those days?
Oh, yeah. And I remember Freddie.
You know Cherry?
Freddie Motorworks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you remember him?
No, but Josh, try to remind me of who some of the guys used to drive in a stock car, in a stadium.
That's a good one. My memory not that good.
Oh, boy. Because, yeah. I'm trying to think. Had guys from the mainland used to drive.
Yeah.
Had a lot of local guys, Japanese boys, Portuguese guys, all kind of guys used to drive.
You ever tried it?
No, but I used to go. I used to go every, when they get up Saturday night. And,
yeah. I tried it and I don't like it.
You never liked stock car?
No.
What, too much banging?
Too slow. Too slow.
They used to slam each other into the walls, though, before.
Yeah, I like quarter mile, quick and fast.
Oh, you like the straight drag.
Quick and fast.
Yeah, but you did drive stock car.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah, how good were you?
I don't know. I just didn't like it. Go round and around. It's like a dog chasing his tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the guys used to race for money or was it just for fun?
For fun.
Yeah, and what, they just make their own cars? That was just,
yeah.
I remember it was like old 38 Fords and all that, yeah. All that kind of old kind of cars that was all roughed up. I used to go, and I used to have good fun over there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then they had the infield track and all that stuff.
Yeah, too dirty.
Huh?
Too dirty, too much mud flying around.
A lot of dust, a lot of mud.
Yeah.
A lot of yellow flags and a lot of guys getting bust up.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I like nice, okay. Clean, fast.
You like them clean and straight, eh, John?
Fast.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I used to enjoy the stock car derby.
Yeah.
Stock car racing. Stock car racing, I used to call them. I guess.
Yeah, they had them at Hawaii Raceway Park, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't go out there. But I got to tell you, I was going when I was like 12, 13, 14, 15, you know, teenage years. I'm now almost 70, so you can imagine how many years ago that was.
Yeah.
So, but it was good. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, too bad we don't have it no more.
No, you know, I used to draw one pretty good crowd, you know, John.
I know. I mean, and you know the stadium never had a parking lot.
No parking lot.
Yeah, but people
you
went.
You got to park on Yonge Street, you got to park on Hoover Lane, you got to park on Bullodrome.
You got to walk. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm in fact, Judge, I'm on Baratania. I'm actually on, what's the one, King Street. I'm just passing a stadium now, the old stadium.
Mm.
Thinking about the many, many beautiful days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Thanksgiving, the Turkey Day game, the football game, when Asahis used to play in there, the Braves used to play in there. Had a lot of good baseball in those days.
Yep.
Jimmy Wassa. There's a lot of good athletes came out of there too, you know, George.
I know.
A lot of
good athletes. Yeah.
You know the guy, Dr. Komitani?
Yeah.
He sponsored a lot of athletes, you know. A lot of Hawaiian and local boy athletes.
I think that stadium brought more people than the new one, you know.
That stadium was critical.
Oh, packed.
Packed.
Yeah.
Packed. And you go on Everside during the football game. All the gamblers hanging out over there.
Yeah.
All betting on the game. Oh, it was good fun.
Yeah.
Okay, George, I always listen to your show. The only thing I don't like is that commercial come on at 1:30. Oh, that just breaks my heart.
That's meant for the drivers that drink. Don't drink and drive.
You taught me a lesson, brother. Believe me.
I'm glad.
I hear that every Saturday, bro. I like cry.
Yep.
Really. Okay, George, aloha to you.
Aloha.
And thank you so much, brother.
Oh, mahalo to you. Okay. Yes, folks. Give us a call at 808-296-5467 808-296-5467. And let's talk about the good old days when life was better, life was good. Well, we didn't have a lot of money, but what we did have a lot of was fun. A lot of fun. Lots and lots. But anyway, let's get back and let's fill it up with a little bit of safety. Like I was saying, the tires. Okay? Front-wheel drive cars need different tires. And it's called touring. And the tire pressure should be what's labeled on the sidewall. There's a lot of tire companies that don't fill the tire to that pressure. They fill it to 30 pounds or 35. 30 and 35 is real ancient. It's from the 60s. There's no tires on the market today that take that kind of pressure. Minimum pressure right now on the market is 44. Okay? Now, when you run underinflated, it eats up your tire faster, and you get less gas mileage. So, it's up to you. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Lana on the line.
Hey, Lana.
Oh, hello. I agree with you, the good old days. Oh, my gosh. Didn't have homeless, and everybody took care of each other. We can leave our doors open. Nobody come in and steal.
Yep.
We ask permission for the fruit on their, you know, yard, the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nowadays it's you
they just help themselves.
Yeah, exactly. They steal. That's stealing. A lot of time I catch my somebody, you know, they're stealing their avocados.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I stop and say, you know, you stealing even the papayas. When you're from my kitchen across the street. Oh, well, anyway, what a and that example they're showing the kid, that little kid in the stroller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I called because my neighbor, we were talking about gas. He bought a new car. He's single. Okay. But the point is, he said that he goes Sam Club and buy gas. And I said, gas? I didn't know. No. He said, somebody told his brother something. So he said, I told him, I don't know. I never hear you mention. Because get that guy that go test the gas and you too, right? So I told him about, you know, you. And then, he said, go ask you. Is the gas good? I said, no, I bet you.
No, not Sam's anymore.
Yeah, okay. I better go tell him. Because I told him about IR Shell because you can just go down the street.
IR Shell's very good.
I mean, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So, you know, for me, my car, Corolla, you know, I've been putting that V-Power. I noticed it has like real a lot of energy. Not energy, but... no, it really
lots of power.
A lot of energy, right, when you feed your body good stuff. Anyway, power, I'm sorry. And then I noticed, you know, see the difference. I put the next one. Is it a premium? Because they said, why you put all that good V-Power when your car old?
Because people don't understand. People trust the politicians.
No, I'm not talking about that. The workers. And they're smart
no,
kids.
See, Lana, the people of Hawaii, they trust the politicians that what is labeled on the pump is what it is. It is not.
Yeah, I told them something about the octane. And,
yeah.
Anyway, the point is, but didn't I hear you mention the premium? Isn't that the one that grade?
The 92 is the premium. That's the highest one.
Oh, so that's the V power. I only know V power.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed my car not that much energy, you know, without V power.
Well, the V power is only at 85 right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Okay. Yeah, I keep on.
It's way too low.
Okay. All righty. So I'm going to tell him it's a no then.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Okay. Who do we have next?
From Hawaii Kai.
Hawaii Kai?
Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hey!
Hello, George.
Aloha.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You got me thinking about the old days. The trouble is, I'm not a racer or anything like that, but I was a bowler back in those days. And all the different bowling alleys that we had here, and sure do miss them.
That's right.
I started off at Boulevard Bowl, which talk to people about Boulevard Bowl. What's that? Where's that? And Classic, Kalihi Bowl, City Bowl, Honolulu Bowling Center, Stadium Bowl, Kahala Bowl.
You ever bowled at Aloha Bowl?
Oh, yeah. I won my gas card there from the...
Oh.
Yeah, I remember you saying, don't forget, it's not the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those
the great old days.
Yeah. By the way, I had breakfast with... I spoke to you about Taylor Kai one time. You said you were Atlantic, his sister. And she vaguely remembers you. She used to go down there with when Taylor, on some occasions, used to drive. I was just wondering if you ever met her.
I probably did, but I don't remember.
Well, anyway, she's a big gal. But anyway, I told her to give you a call or to drop by and pick up some SNL.
Yeah.
But anyway, it just, God, I think I told you I was bowling 7 leagues in 6 nights one time. Mm-hmm. I mean, not one time. But yeah, it was just before I quit bowling. It got married, and that was the end of the bowling days.
Too bad.
Oh, it was for the better. Anyway, like I say, Happy New Year, and I'll let you get back to the other old-timers.
Okay.
Okay, just
Mahalo. Aloha. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, you know, George, the other day I wanted to share with the listeners, you and I were talking one-on-one, something about the ethanol and how somebody does in an airplane ran ethanol going from Texas to wherever he was, and he couldn't believe that he was so flipped out. The thing didn't even use a quarter tank of ethanol from, I don't know how many thousand miles from Texas to where he flew.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell the people the story? What happened? He couldn't believe that his gas gauge, it hardly consumed any fuel or something.
Yeah, he didn't have jet fuel to go to his meeting, so he filled it with ethanol, and he went to his meeting and came back. Usually that distance, he uses up a full tank of fuel. But this time, no.
Oh, okay.
He couldn't figure out why.
Okay.
It's because it has oxygen.
Yeah. I guess the moral of the story is, I mean, you see, anything can run on ethanol. The moral of the story is even these airplanes, and the ethanol
That's right.
has more octane than probably what these airplanes run on.
The difference between jet fuel and ethanol is ethanol has oxygen.
Mm, okay.
Jet fuel don't.
Right.
So they can fly high and not worry about running out of oxygen.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay. And the other thing is that, you know, with all you hear, there's too many stories about all these planes going down and crashing and all, like the Asian flight and all. If it's not because of a conspiracy, I'm ready to blame that the fuel in that jet didn't have enough ethanol. I didn't have enough octane.
No, they run on diesel.
Okay.
It's different.
Okay.
And diesel gets stale.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have fresh diesel, yeah, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And what is all this thing? I remember one time I used to see on the shelf. For diesel, cetane boost, because I guess diesel is measured by cetane versus octane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know,
that's to liven it up.
Mm, I see. Okay. Thanks,
okay.
George.
Thanks, Dean. Okay, break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob is rolling exhausted.
Are you back again?
No, I'm still in California.
Oh, you're long distance.
Yeah. Just, you know, call and listen to the show. And, you know, I remember when I first got here in 76. And I remember going down, some friends took me down to Sandy Beach to watch the people race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Dangerous, but fun.
Yeah, dangerous, but, you know, not like, you know, nobody trying to kill each other or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just fun. And then the police come and everybody takes off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just stand there and the police come by. I go, I'm not driving, just standing here, sir. He goes, okay.
Right.
Yeah. And then when they leave, everybody comes back.
Yep.
Oh, that was so much fun. But yeah, it's beautiful here in California. Let's see, what was I going to talk about? Oh, I come here every year, and every year I'm amazed at how fast they build stuff here. You know, like paving roads in Hawaii takes them like 6-7 months to finish.
6-7 years.
Over here, they built, there's this restaurant we always go to. They built a whole brand new parking lot and this giant 10-story building in 1 year. I'm like going, when did they build that? They go, oh, this year? You're kidding me. Oh, yeah. So, and then in the parking lot, now they have what they call security stations with these poles with these blue lights on them that have a panic button. So if somebody's bothering you, you run over and press the button. And it
wow, that's great. Button.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, it always amazes me when you come, you know, you leave Hawaii and you go see what other places are doing and you're like, oh, that's a great idea. There's a little speaker, it says, you know, there's a wonderful...
Well, that's what our politicians need to do.
Yeah, it's could travel a little bit and come back with some stuff that, you know...
Some good ideas.
Help people. Yeah. Yeah, but it's a real nice part. It's a public parking lot, too. It's like, I was amazed.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
But anyway, okay, I'm going to go. I've been walking on my feet for 2 days. I've talked to about 2 billion people. But it's a great show, and it's the largest show in the world for musicians.
Oh,
and
I see.
And it's everything with music. 70,000 people.
Wow.
Go to this show. And they have like 12,000 exhibitors. And it's right next to Disneyland. And you compare the Anaheim Convention Center to the Hawaii Convention Center. The Hawaii Convention Center is like one hall in Anaheim. So, yeah, I always ask them, why don't they move the show to Hawaii? And everybody says, oh, yeah, we'd love to. But it costs too much.
Yep.
So anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And I'll see you guys next week back in Hawaii.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Andy from Honolulu.
Hey, Andy.
Hi, George. Yeah, I'm usually panicked when I get on the radio. That the reason why people, well, let me get this earphone away. The reason why people steal from people in the backyard, the reason why you can't do, the reason why you can't leave your door open anymore is a reason for this, and that people steal food out of people's backyards, and the reason why cars get stolen, and the reason, there's a bottom line to this. The whole purpose is because God has less and less control over the population.
Hmm.
And it's the Holy Spirit that controls people. Well, now, as time goes on and on and on, the Holy Spirit is leaving people, and we have more and more people. So we have more people going wild that are not controlled by God, and that's the reason why it's out of control. So just before the end of the world, the Holy Spirit is going to be completely withdrawn from the human race on the last year during the seven last plagues.
Hmm.
It's going to be really crazy down here.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you feeling?
Real good.
Good.
Can we get back to the good old days now?
Yeah. That's what it's supposed to be.
I know. Come on, gang. Okay, George, remember the roller rinks?
Oh, yeah, on Keamoku.
George, Rainbow Roller Land.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you know, we used to love going there. That place was packed.
Yeah, Mario Yano used to go there a lot.
Yeah. Now, George, then, holy cow, they built one and opened one up down on my down by my neighborhood. While I don't know if it was Wiley Rollerland or just Wiley Skateland. I think it was called Skateland.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And where it is, if anybody's curious, is it's right there on the corner underneath the freeway, across from the Wiley Shopping Center, or Kahala Mall, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and that, you know, it's funny, George, that building is still there, but it's, you know, it's got that pet store and a bread store and, a, you know, all kind of little different yeah. businesses.
Yeah.
But, boy, were we happy, you know, because we were all teenagers at that time. That was back in the 60s then.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-60s going on. And we all loved it because all the kids from this end of the island didn't have to go, holy cow, all the way down to Rainbow Rollerland on Kaiboku.
Mm-hmm. That was the good old days.
Yeah, George, so I was just laughing and loving you bringing up this subject.
Because it's the best.
Yeah.
That's when life was the best. I feel sorry for the young folks today. They missed it. Missed it.
You have no idea, George.
Yep.
The quality of entertainment and just, you know, people and neighbors and friends.
No cell phones.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no computers.
Yep.
You know, you had to talk to your girlfriend, not text her.
Yeah.
Not email her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot, Rob. Take care.
Thank you, George.
Okay. Yeah, give us a call about the good old days. If you're old enough, and if you experience some of the good old days, at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. We'd like to hear about the good old days. Hawaii Raceway Park is no longer there. And let me give you some examples of the great hangouts that we had. Like Chunky's Drive-In. You guys remember that? The Chunky's Drive-In? Jet Burger? Remember having car shows at the NBC? And cruising down Kalakaua when Kalakaua was two ways instead of one. And what about the Alex Drive-In? Anybody remember that? And KDI? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Break time.
Okay. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. Wow, that's going way back. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line?
We have Ron from Ala Moana.
Ron?
Yep.
Hi.
How many drive-ins left on in the state? Drive-in theater or something, I mean.
None.
Oh, I think the last one I seen was, either Wailea or Cam?
Cam.
Yeah. And then I used to even go all the way out to Sunset Drive-in past Waipahu.
Yeah. No more.
Those were the good old days. What was that big one up by what was that, Pali Highway or the other one, the one going to Kailua? There was a drive-in theater.
Oh, right? Yeah. On the Kailua side.
I was surprised how big the concession was. It was monstrous. It looked like a military mess hall. It was so big.
Those were the days, yeah.
The only part was that it had a lot of mosquitoes. They would always attack my dates. The girl would either wear a shorts or a dress, and I wouldn't get one bite, but they would be getting bit. So to make some off or something next time.
Yeah, the mosquitoes.
Yeah,
they miss you.
Drive off with the speaker attached to your car.
Yeah.
So they put the sign, please replace speakers on the stand. The last part, they went wireless, right? They had an FM broadcaster, and then you just pick them up on your car radio.
Yeah.
The audio for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Raceway Park, remember that bracket racing before?
Mm-hmm.
My friend used to go over there with his family car, and lane number one had an all-out racer car, right? And then he was in the other one. I think you dial in your ET, your estimated ET for that. And then if you went over that, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
You see that the car in the number one lane just gone, man. And he's just whining out. He didn't know even rubber, nothing. But he used to win. He used to win some good cash, like $35 was big money in those days.
Oh, yeah.
And without even investing even a spark plug in the car. I said, maybe that's the smartest way to race.
That's right. Miss those days.
Remember Roland Dion?
Mm-hmm.
He had a Dodge, right? And I think Dick Landy used to come down for exhibition races.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had a tricked out car. His front axle was moved up front a bit.
Yeah.
And he used to do wheel stance.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked at Leong's car and he says, what if you deflated your rear tire somewhat and blah, blah, blah. And pretty soon... Roland dumped the gas on it, the car actually did a wheel stance, but it was so shocked that he just let go of the gas and he busted his front suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Dandy Diglandy. Remember, who was that guy from K-Pow Radio used to announce the races? Bob Laurie. Yeah, Bob Laurie.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to put with a shoe polish on a roof, "Hi, Bob." So you could see from the control tower.
Yeah.
I think I was running ethanol, too. I used to pick them up down in the chemical supply. But I never used to put that much. I used to put like half a gallon in for half a tank. And then I had a 65 Oldsmobile Cutlass, and the gas filler tube was behind the rear license plate.
And you'd pour it out.
I just tilted. I had just enough to pour. It wasn't a good job, but, you know, I couldn't get it all the way bottoms up.
A lot of people that the gas cap didn't seal good, and when they took off, gas came out.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, that was you.
You remember that? I had the black 4-footer. I took off, and then when I came back, the solder told me, "Hey, I'm going to ban you from the track." I said, "Why?" He says, "You dump in gas." I thought, "I don't know. I came out okay. I had accelerator this way and a clutch." I said, "No, I mean, you really dumped in gas. Oh, I forgot to put the cap on good."
That was you.
Yeah. You remember? You were there.
Yeah.
My friends were teasing me. I said, "I didn't know what he meant by dumping gas." He was criticizing my takeoff technique. Yeah, that was a low gas filler, right? Yeah, behind the license plate, that bumper level.
Mm-hmm.
And remember where the filler was for the 57 Chevy?
Mm-hmm.
What was it, the left tail light?
Yep.
And the Cadillac had the one that had the flipped up on the top of his tail fin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, that's about it for now.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Gina from Honolulu.
Hi, Gina.
Hello, George. You know, you probably remember me. I've called in from the mainland several times. I'm a faithful listener, and I'm back in Hawaii now where I stay. But I wanted to ask you, I remember Alex Drive-In. You just mentioned it. Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm.
It brings back a lot of good memories, huh?
Yeah. Corner of Kapahulu and Kaimuki.
Yeah, exactly. Right on the corner there, but that little street that goes down. Yeah, and it was really a nice place to get together after, you know.
Yeah, they had car hops there.
They did. It was just like, I don't know. It was
like happy days.
It was like happy days, exactly. Exactly. Okay, well, I just wondered if you remembered that place.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, I wanted to mention about the guy complaining about the car registration being so high.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It is compared to what they charge on the mainland, you know?
Oh, I know. But the people of Hawaii allow it, so.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to say, you know.
They allow it, they do it.
Well, they complain, but what do they do? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, fine. If that's what you're going to do, keep voting the same way, why complain?
That's right.
You're getting what you got. So, you know, the mainland finally got set up, and now you have the House and the Senate both Republican, and things are going to change. And that's the only way it's going to happen here in Hawaii, you know? If people just stop voting the way they've been voting for years and years and years without even thinking, because their family voted that way, and spouse's family voted that way, they continue to vote that way, and nothing's going to change. So stop complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I know this because I grew up a Democrat, under a Democrat family, and, you know, they kept feeding me this stuff about, oh, it's for the working man, it's for the average, everyday, middle-class person, the person that's not rich.
No, I think now it's turned around.
Well, I tell you, it has, because I switched over years ago when I started working hard and I got my own business going, and I could see all this money being poured out for people who don't deserve it, and government spending and taxes. They tax the small business person almost out of being in business. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched over to be a Republican. So anyway,
thanks for the call.
All I want to say, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. Anyway. The tire pressure, folks, is your biggest issue. 9 out of 10 people out there, the tire pressure is too low. It's all about money. The tire people want to sell you more tires, so they flatten the tires. And they tell you that's the way it's supposed to be. No. Go to the tire shops and look at all the tires that worn out. They're all worn out on the outer edges. And when it's worn out like that, they tell you, oh, by the way, you need to have a wheel alignment. No way. No way. It's underinflated. Okay? Check your tire pressure. The lowest it should be is 44. The newer tires are higher than that. We see them going up to 51 now. There's a purpose for that. It rolls better, handles better, safer, and gives you better gas mileage. If you want gas mileage, that's the way. For every 5 pounds you lose or gain, 2 to 3 miles per gallon of gas. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call on the good old days at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. We like to hear people from Maui, Big Island, and Kauai, and Molokai if possible. I think Molokai is still the good old days. That's when it was really, really good. You know? So, anyway. You know, for those people that I like to hear from people that hung out at Chunky's Drive-In and people that put cars in that car show at the NBC or cruise up and down Kalakaua on the weekends. That was the days. Well, for those of you that hung out at KDI, Wanda, you know where KDI used to be?
Never heard of it.
Oh, that's way before your time. That's KDI was on a corner where what's that restaurant is there now? It's right on the corner by Ala Moana and what is that? Hobron?
Mean where they have Discovery Center or something? Discovery Bay or something, the building over there?
No, it's, I can't think of the name of that restaurant there, right in that same spot right now. Anyway, if I think about it, I'll let you know. But KDI was a screw spot where all the hot rods and cars went through when they're cruising around. Really nice. Yeah, and the Sandy Beach races, so that was something. Really something. You get to meet a lot of people at the Sandy Beach races. When the police pull a raid, everybody jump in whatever car they can get into and gone. And everybody end up at Chunky's Drive-In. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, and it's sad the young people miss that. Okay, who do we have next?
We got Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
I'm sorry, George. I couldn't resist calling you again about that KDI. I was thinking of after you hung up, I should have talked to George about that. That was on. They used to serve on roller skates. That was on the Ina Road and Ala Moana.
Yeah.
And right on the corner, and across from that was Top's restaurant.
Yeah, that's right.
That was my favorite place in my older days.
Yeah.
Top's was.
Yeah, fantastic.
Anyway, good memories.
Yes.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who do we have next? Oh, Wanda's on the phone. Give us a call at 808. 296-5467. About the good old days. Whether you've been here in Hawaii or on the mainland or any place in the world. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Bob from Honolulu.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. I got a question. You just said that the tire pressure should be 44 pounds.
Yes.
Is that hot or cold?
It don't really make a difference. The variance in the going up or down is only like 5 pounds.
Okay, so should I put 44 pounds when the tires are hot?
Yeah.
Running?
Yeah.
Okay, will do. Great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right.
Okay. Yes. You see the difference. When you fill those tires, you'll see the difference. The handling is better. Everything's better. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Andy from Honolulu.
Hey, Andy.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's go back to the good old days of low license plate taxes by taxing the hell out of bad drivers, drunk drivers. Let's almost tax them off the road. How about that?
Well, that's a good idea.
Okay, let's get it rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. But nobody gets up and does it. You call your politician and pass the buck.
Okay.
Good idea.
Let me get some good ideas next week.
Yeah. Okay.
Have an average day.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Kevin from Honolulu.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, I just want to know if you remember the peanut bar on Kalakaua. I'm from Diamond Head, and lollipops and
the peanut bar?
Yeah, the peanut bar.
No,
on Kalakaua.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was right across from Lollipop. It was right on before Beach Walk.
Hmm. No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was a good one. And what about Diamond Head? You know, I grew up in that area, and we couldn't put our canoes on the beach anymore. You know, we paddled canoe. We had our private canoes we would put on the beach, and they told us that we had to beat it.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Yeah, we could put our canoes back on the beach.
Hmm.
I don't know, man.
That was the good old days.
Hey, surf spot suicide. Makalei Park, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So sad that the young folks today miss the best time.
I used to race over there at the race park back in the day. I used to hate the Portuguese Prince, number 99. We were painters, and we got in for free because we wore white. The pit crew had to wear white, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got in for free, and then we had a Monte Carlo from, I think it was Wet Paint Hawaii and Armstrong Builders, yeah, that sponsored us.
Mm-hmm.
And every weekend we go out there and bust a move on the mud tracks.
Mm.
Those were the winter days, Ra. Winter days.
Yep.
Okay, Ra. Aloha. Ika pono kai malama.
Aloha. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467.
We had an off-air caller wants to know if you still recommend mothballs.
Yeah, for those people that cannot get a hold of ethanol, yes, I recommend mothballs, but only the naphthalene. There's two types. The new one's out now, does not have naphthalene. It doesn't do anything. But the ones, the old-fashioned ones with naphthalene in, does. It does give you better gas mileage. Naphthalene is an octane booster. And this thing of using mothballs was from way back in the early 40s when they rationed gasoline. People couldn't get more than like 5 gallons of gas. So people put mothballs in to extend their gas mileage. Back then, the premium was 104. So adding mothballs brought it even higher. So there you go. Higher octane, better gas mileage. Now think, folks, common sense. If you had the oil company, if you were Chevron, would you like everybody to get 30 and 40 miles a gallon? Heck no. You want to make money, so you want less gas mileage. Less gas mileage is less octane. Common sense. Oh, excuse me. Common sense passed away in the 50s. Or 60s, rather. Okay, who's next?
We have Chris from Honolulu.
Hi, Chris. Hello. Chris, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Chris. I'm in a car wash, but can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I have a question, but I wanted to just say the good old days for me in Honolulu was the Columbia Inn on Kapi'olani.
Oh, yes.
I sure missed that one.
Oh, yes.
It was nice to be able to have that.
What was his name? Right, Toshi.
There. Not even anything is convenient in there anymore.
Yeah, Toshi was the owner, yeah?
Yeah.
Really the, nice man.
Question, I don't want to belabor your point. The tires with the air pressure being 44, 45, that sounds like a great idea. But I'm wondering, like you were alluding to, the tire shops are going to always want you to do the 32 or what is it, 35 standard, 36 standard. But in an SUV like what I have, with new tires, new Michelin tires. In fact, I just got them last week. Oh, I'd love to put 45 in there if it was the recommended thing to do. It sounds like it is. You'd still go for that, correct?
Oh yeah, you gotta go by what's listed on the sidewall of the tire. Every tire has maximum tire pressure. That's what you're supposed to be at.
Okay, I thought you were saying for everyone to go 45.
44 is your minimum today with today's technology. And the newer tires coming out is 51.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
In drag racing, we used to run 6 pounds of air in the back tires. Today, they're running 70. Big difference.
Oh, hard to keep up already. I had got new tires, 5 years ago, and it was 36, 35, 36.
Oh, that's ancient. They wear out faster at low pressure.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
George, how you doing? Listen, I'm listening to your show.
We can hardly hear you, Ron.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm listening to the all the talk about the good old days, you know. And I was listening to that guy talking about how you have to talk to the girl, not text her. And I think that's what the people are missing today. Just like my own experiences when I'm in my 60s now. When I was in my 20s and 30s, obviously there was no text messaging, there was no email, there were no smartphones, and most of the girlfriends I had were more local. But I had one in particular who I met when I was in Singapore. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there was no email, there was no texting, and I was still living in New York. And a year later, she and I rendezvoused in Western Australia, and we wrote letters and we made phone calls. There was no texting. There was none of that stuff. You know, she's the only long distance I had. All the others were local, you know.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but and I, when I first met her, I was 36 and she was 20. I know that kind of makes people cringe.
Wonderful story.
But you know, let me tell you, it's just by coincidence. She was born on January 25th, so wherever she's 48. We broke up under good terms. 48 today, because 24th year is 25th in Singapore. But I got some wonderful experiences, and I'll tell you this before I go. I see these girls on their smartphones. I walk right up to one on the bus, and I said, you know, and she's on a smartphone, and she got a kick out of what I said. I said, I never had that to compete against. I never had to where I was face-to-face with my girlfriend. You needed courage, you know?
Yep.
What do you need today? You're going to get rejected by a text message?
Yep.
So, you know, and then she understood. She talked about how her father, her parents, the same thing. They didn't have any of
old days.
Yeah, we didn't have I didn't have to deal with 574 guy friends on Facebook.
No.
Nope. This stuff. It was really great. You know, cause guy, just like the guys that got accepted, I got rejected. But at least I was like the face to face is wonder, and you needed courage.
Yep. Okay. Thanks for the call.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my phone.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
George, you know, you said to buy that oil from Royal Purple that has that additive that protects the engine, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What about, I heard somebody say that they used to use zinc.
What's that?
They used to put zinc in their oil, or the gas or something like
that. It's best to buy it already mixed, like the Royal Purple has it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you ever hear that, putting zinc?
Yeah.
And you put it in the oil or in the...
In the oil. Oh, in the radiator.
Radiator?
Yeah.
So the thing would protect the radiator?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't get rusty as fast?
Mm-hmm.
And, but the antifreeze we have now is good enough to protect your radiator?
No.
Huh?
No.
So what would you add in the radiator then to protect it?
Zinc.
Okay, so you buy it, where do you get it? How do
West
you-
Marine.
West Marine?
Yes.
And how much do you put in?
Just a little bit. About half an inch.
Okay, you put about a half an inch of zinc.
Yep.
Then it will preserve the metal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, George, thanks.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Kimo from Nu'u'anu.
Hey, Kimo.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Hey, I just read an article about fake engine sound. Do you know about that?
About what?
Fake engine sound.
Fake engine sound.
Yeah. Certain cars produced after 2011 have a speaker on the cowl between the windshield wipers.
What?
Yes. So I YouTubed it, and I can't even pronounce the word for the speaker.
My God.
Yeah, it's computerized engine sound on your Mustangs, Volkswagens, and a couple other cars.
It's not the good old days. Good old days was real power.
Yeah, yeah. The real sound, and back then I was taught to tune by ear. I don't know how many people can tune by ear, but...
Now it's all computerized.
Yeah, laptop and...
Yeah. No. That's not the good old car.
Yeah, but the VHS, the bug-ins... The bugs were pretty powerful versus the big block Chevys. I sent you that video. They were, you had to dump a lot of money into those little engines, but I remember the bugging days.
Yeah, there's a bug on the mainland, and they have this outlaw racing now, and the TV stations are covering it.
Oh, really?
And that little bug beats big V8s.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it can happen.
But check it out.
Oh, thanks, George.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Mahalo.
Aloha. Okay. A big mahalo to all my callers for calling in and making today's show really, really great about how good the good old days was. And I feel really sorry for the young folks because they'll never see it. Those were the awesome days of life. Take care of each other. Drive carefully. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.